Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Mawlana Muhammad An-Nabiy al-Mujahid al-Shahid Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi Alladhina saru sayrahu wa jahadu fillahi haqqa jihadihi Hatta atahumul yaqin amma ba'd Sayyidina Abu Ubaida bin Jarrah radiyallahu an Was stationed in Jurf Where the remaining Muslim army was camped. And whilst they were there, there were still more people that were enlisting themselves, part of the army. More delegations were coming into Madinah Munawwara. Approximately 10 days after sending and dispatching the army of Shurahbil bin Hassana radiallahu an, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an mentioned to Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an, اسمع سماع من يريد أن يفهم ما قيل له ثم يعمل بما أمر به. He says that I am going to advise you. Listen to this advice like the listening of that person who wants to understand what is being told to him. And thereafter, he wants to practice on the instructions that are given to him. A very important aspect that when we listen to the advices of deen, when we listen to the talks of deen, then this should be our frame of mind. The frame of mind should be that I want to understand, I want to practice. Then inshallah that will be beneficial for us. So before giving the advice, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu that this should be the frame of mind in which you should listen. Thereafter he explains to him that there are many notable people, many warriors of Jahiliyat, that will be part of your army. أَحْسِن صُحْبَةَ مَنْ صَحِبَكَ. Then deal with them in a nice manner. Your companions, interact with them, deal with them in a good manner. وَلْيَكُنِ النَّاسُ عِنْدَكَ فِي الْحَقِّ سَوَاءَ. And people should be equal in terms of their rights in your sight. Meaning there should not be any favoritism. Rather you should deal with everyone in an equal manner. إِسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Beg the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkal ala Allah. And place your trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tomorrow you should depart. He specifically advised him regarding a person by the name of Qais bin Hubayra. Qais bin Hubayra was a famous warrior of the Arabs pre-Islam. So he advised him regarding him that because he is an experienced person, he's a person of skill, therefore you should show him extra importance. Show kindness to him, show extra importance to him. And in this way, you will be able to get his advice. If he is happy, if he is treated in a nice manner, you take his advice, he will give you very valuable advice. And thereafter, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu separately spoke to Qais bin Hubayra. And first he praised him. He spoke highly of him. That you are like this and you like that. And thereafter he said to him that, or he advised him to listen to Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu an, to obey him and to advise him wherever his advice is needed. So this is another important point, that people who have strengths, who have specialities, to use their specialities for the sake of deen. And sometimes this person needs to be given some extra type of attention in order to get his experience and use it for the sake of deen. The next day, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an walked with Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an to Thaniyatul Wada, which was the point out of Madinah Munawwara where people would bid farewell to those that were departing and they would welcome those that are returning. Here they exchanged friendly words. They were very old friends. Abu Bakr radiallahu an was the catalyst and the means of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu an accepting Islam. So they were very old friends. They exchanged friendly words. They praised each other. Thereafter, Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu an, another very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was also part of the army of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an, he wanted to say something and to mention some words to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an. He wanted to do it previously. He wished to do it in Madinah Munawwara, but he didn't get the opportunity. So now he comes forward. And he requests Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that I wish to say something. And thereafter he praises Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu for all the great services that he is rendering to Islam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also spoke to him very fondly. They held hands, and thereafter they bid farewell to each other, and they made dua for each other. And this was the last meeting of these very close friends. The army of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu had between 3,000 to 4,000. Muslims and Sahaba radiallahu anhum in that army. And now, as the army left, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu headed towards Madinah Munawwara, he sees a Sahabi by the name of Abu Qatada Ansari radiallahu anhu, who was riding a horse. He calls him and he says to him that please go to Abu Ubaidah, because he was riding a horse, he could go quickly. Go to Abu Ubaidah, convey my salams to him. And there were last few advices that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had to offer Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. So this was the importance that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave to dispatching these armies. That the last bit of advice that was in his mind that they required, he mentioned those advices even after sending them off, when he remembered a few more things. Like one of the things that he remembered at this time was, he specifically mentioned to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu that Mu'adh bin Jabal is part of your army radiallahu anhu. You should take his advice, because he's a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the army of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu traveled, the area that he was traveling to and was designated to him was the area of Hims. So as he was traveling, he passed by a place near Amman, which is known as Ma'ab. Some other versions in the books of history as well, but some have it as Ma'ab. So when they came to this place, there was a Roman army that had come out to stop them, to intercept them, to challenge them. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the army of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhum, engaged in combat with them, and they forced them into their city. And they laid siege to their city. After some time, these people from their side, they came and they requested for a peace agreement. And Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhum offered them peace. There was a deal that was signed. And this was the first peace treaty that was signed in the land of Sham. Thereafter they continued to travel until they reached the famous place Jabia, regarding which inshallah we will discuss quite a bit later on. So this was the army of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, and they reached Jabia. With regards to the two armies that had preceded them, Shurahbil bin Hasanah radiallahu anhu's army had left 10 days before the army of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. So the army of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu, the army of Shurahbil bin Hasanah radiallahu anhu had departed from Madinah Munawwara on the 27th of Rajab, in the 12th year after Hijrah, and the army of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu had departed on the 7th of Sha'ban, the 12th year after Hijrah. So this army of Shurahbil bin Hasanah radiallahu anhu traveled without any resistance whatsoever until they reached near Busra, which was the area that they were instructed to go to by Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And the first army, the army of Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma, his army reached to Balqa. Balqa is in current day Jordan. He reached there, and after some time, there was a Roman army of 3,000 people, approximately 3,000 soldiers, that came from Gaza under the command of one of the notables of Gaza. That army came, and there was an encounter. There were actually two encounters that had taken place. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, from his side, he sent 1,000 soldiers as well to assist Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma. There were two encounters that had taken place between this army of 3,000 Romans and this army of 4,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Muslims. And in both these encounters, the Muslims were victorious. When Hiraqal, the Roman emperor, heard the news of the movement of the Muslim armies in his land, and he heard what was going on. At that time he was in Palestine. Most probably he was in Jerusalem. The books of history do not specify, but most probably he would have been in Jerusalem at that time. When he received the news of what was going on, the movement of the Muslims in his territory, so he gathered his leaders, his noble ones, and he explained to them that when you would practice on your deen previously, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with you. This is an important point, that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with that person and those people that practice on deen. So he says that when you would practice on deen, and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be on your side. However you changed, and because you changed, your loyalty and your commitment to your deen is no more as strong as it was previously. Therefore now others have become desirous of this position, and others have become desirous of control of your land. These Arabs who are barefooted, they are hungry people. They have come, meaning they are very backward. They are people that are not financially very stable and very strong. These people have come from so far away. And now they have come, we never expected these people to come and fight us. But now they have come to take over our land. So defend your religion, defend your land, protect your children. And then he says to them that I am leaving. I am leaving, but I will arrange for armies, for huge armies to help you. And I will appoint certain leaders. You should listen to them, you should obey them, and under their command you should fight against these invading forces. From Palestine, from Jerusalem he left, and he went to Damascus. He gave the people of Damascus the same message. Thereafter he went to Hims, and he gave them the same message. And he himself, he moved away. He went to Antakya, at the south of Turkey, which is the last point of Sham. He went there out of fear, because he had fear for the Muslims and them taking over. Therefore he went to this point, he based himself there, and he began to gather armies. He gathered so many people he mobilized, that historians say, لَا يُحْصِي عَدَدَهُمْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the number of people that he had gathered in these armies of his. When this happened, Hiraqal went to Antakya and he began to mobilize the forces. Then naturally, the commanders, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma, they became concerned that what is going to happen. So they sent many letters to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and replies also came. The gist of these letters were, the gist of the reply of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to these various letters was that he gave them a lot of motivation. And he explained to them that the signs are very positive. The fact that Hiraqal, the Roman emperor, has moved away from this land, this is a very positive sign. So he gave them a lot of encouragement, and at the same time he promised them to send a lot of reinforcements to them. And that was exactly what happened. The delegations continued to pour into Madinah Munawwara. And every time a sizable amount of people gathered in Madinah Munawwara, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would dispatch them to join one of the armies that were already in Sham. Therefore these armies generally left Madinah Munawwara with approximately 3,000 to 4,000soldiers. But at the end, these armies ended up with 7,000 to 7,500 soldiers on average. After a few months, there was now another army that was prepared in Madinah Munawwara, ready to be dispatched. And among these people, there were many notables of the Quraysh. Many famous people of the Quraysh, leaders of the Quraysh, were part of this army that was ready. So obviously, when there were these kind of people part of this army, then it was important to have the appropriate leader as well. The leader who will suit them, who will be the one, who will be the right person to be the Amir. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu thought that since they are notables of the Quraysh and leaders of the Quraysh in this army, I should appoint one of the leaders of Quraysh over this army. And he thought of appointing Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, who was a famous leader of the Quraysh before Islam as well. However, Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu was already appointed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a task and responsibility. And that was the responsibility of collecting the zakat. So he was given this task by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Now it was a very easy job. It was no danger in this job to collect the zakat. Now Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wanted to appoint him as the commander of the army. So now it was a big responsibility, and together with that, it was a responsibility that came with its dangers. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu writes a letter to Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, and he says to him that I wish to appoint you to a position which is better for you in your dunya and better for you in your akhirat. However, if you are happy with the position that you are currently holding, then I don't have any issues about it. obviously he had to respect the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had appointed him to that position, and he was a leader, he was a great person, so he had to show some type of consideration to him. So he says to him that if you are happy with the current position, then I have no issues. However, there is another position that I want to appoint you to, which is better for your dunya and better for your akhirat. Now the reply of Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu is noteworthy. Something with a lot of lesson for us. Sometimes it may happen that we are involved in some, or we are given certain responsibility, or sometimes we are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there may be a certain area that we are sent to. And that area may be a easy area. It may be something which is comfortable for us. However, now the mashura has changed. And now there's something which is not so easy for us. Not so comfortable for us. Now what is our response at that time? Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, being such a great person, his response was, "Inni sahmum min sihamil Islam." That I am an arrow from the arrows of Islam. Meaning, I'm not someone very great, I'm just one arrow. Islam has many arrows. I am just one arrow. I am just one arrow. Wa anta ba'da Allahi arrami biha. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the one who is in control of these arrows. You are the one who gathers these arrows, and you are the one who fires these arrows. He's saying to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that you are in control of these arrows. Because you are the Khalifa, you are Amir al-Mu'mineen, I am one of your arrows. And you are the one who will gather these arrows and fire these arrows. So he says to him, فَانْظُرْ أَشَدَّهَا وَأَخْشَاهَا وَأَفْضَلَهَا فَرْمِ بِهَا. That, oh Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at that area which is the most difficult. Look at that which is the most dangerous. There's the most amount of fear. And that which is the most virtuous, and you fire me in that direction. So this was his readiness to fulfill the responsibility of deen. That whatever the responsibility of deen may be, I am prepared for it, and wherever my senior Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has to fire me, I am ready to be fired in that direction. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, in the month of Muharram, 13th year after Hijrah, after returning from Hajj, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu now bids farewell to Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, and he also had approximately 3,000 soldiers under his command. And he advised him, when dispatching him, he advised him to share his experience with the other commanders. Because of the wealth of experience that he advised him to work together with them and to share his experience with them. And he instructed him to head with his army to the area of Palestine. So the previous three armies, all of them followed the same route. Although their destinations were different, but it's the same route they had followed. They followed the route going past Tabuk, and thereafter entering into Jordan. That was the route that they had followed. The three armies, although they went to different destinations, however, Amr bin As radiallahu anhu's army took a different route altogether, and he headed towards Palestine. Inshallah, we will continue. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.